Okay, we're going to start learning the Masechet Rosh Hashanah today. Yesterday's daf started with the Arba Rosh Hashanim hymn. There are four Rosh Hashanim. Okay, we're going to get through the rest of them as we get to the Gemara. We're going to start with the first one. Be'echad v'nisan Rosh Hashanah l'malachim v'lir galim. Okay, the year starts on Nisan for the kings and for the holidays. Okay, what we see here, first of all, it's just interesting to point out that there's people count beginnings of years from different times. In other words, usually we have a calendar, we go by that calendar. But even we have different calendars, right? We have a Lazi calendar and a Hebrew calendar, and different things are counted for different days. It reminded me of the book The Giver. Have you read that book? In the book The Giver, all the kids are given, it's this certain type of, it's one of these, I don't know what genre exactly of a book it is, but it's one of these unrealistic books where there's a particular society and they have all these rules and the kids don't exactly live with their parents. It's a strange kind of situation. And all kids are called the 11s, let's say. All the kids born in a particular year are 11, whether they're really 11 or they've maybe turned 12 already. All the birthdays are counted from exactly the same day. So one day a year, it's everybody's birthday, everybody turns to the next year. So I thought of that book, The Giver. I don't know if you read it, Teddy. Yes. So that's what they're talking about here. When they start talking about, we count for the kings, it doesn't matter when you became king. No matter what, as soon as Nisan hits, that's considered the second year of your reign. That's what Rosh Hashanah l'Malachim means. That we start counting from a particular point in the year, and so so basically you could have been king for a day, and you're already, by the next day, let's say it was the 29th of Adar, by the next day you've already been king for over a year. You know, it's considered the second year of your reign. Okay. Now, the Gemara is going to talk about how do we know that we start from Nisan? Now, what would be the question, really? The main question would be, why wouldn't we start from Tishrei? Right? And the Jewish calendar has two main Rosh Hashanah. We're going to get to the famous machloket of when, there's even a machloket about which date, we're going to get to it, was the world created in Nisan or was the world created in Tishrei? We generally say that the world was created in Tishrei. And then if you say the world was created in Tishrei, what do you have, really? You have Tishrei was the birth, right? And Nisan was the anniversary, right? Because Nisan was the year that we became a nation with God. We came into a bond with God. So the issue is, when we're counting our calendar, where do we start from? Do we start from Tishrei or do we start from Nisan? What we're going to see today is that not only are they going to give options of Tishrei and Nisan, but anything's a possibility, because this is the Gemara, and the Gemara raises lots of possibilities. So then they start saying, why don't we count from Adar? Why don't we count from Sivan? We can count from any month, really. Okay. Even though what's strange is that throughout the Torah, the months are counted from Nisan, because it says in Shemot chapter 12, Rishon hu lachem chodshei hashana. This month is going to be the first month for you.
When were the months actually named?
That's a good question.
Torah,
right, they're not named. They're Babylonian names, by the way. Okay. Our months are Babylonian names, if I remember correctly.
They're Loazi names.
Right, anyway, they're not Jewish names. I don't know exactly when the months became. But the question is this. Even though the Torah clearly counts from Nisan, all the months, the numbers, maybe there's a concept that maybe the years aren't counted the same as the months, which is a little bit strange to even raise that as a question, but that's the question they're raising. Just because it says this is the first month doesn't mean it's the first month of the year. I don't know exactly what else it could mean, but they're kind of throwing up in the air those possibilities. Okay, we're going to start from the middle of Bet Amabet. Since we didn't start the Masechet together, I figured at least we'll start here, and that will get us into the Daf. Really in the middle, it says Kuf Mem Lamed at the beginning of our line. So we're going to start from right after that. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Minayin lemelachim she'eim monim lahem ela minisan. How do we know that the kings only count from Nisan? What's the source of the halacha of the Mishnah? She'ne'amar, vayihi v'shmonim shana v'arba me'ot shana letzeit b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. Here we see, by the way, Chodesh Ziv is Chodesh Iyar, but in the Sefer Melachim, it's called Chodesh Ziv. So There you have your answer. Clearly, in those times, it wasn't so clear. Right? All throughout Tanakh, you see numbers, not just in the Torah. And here you actually see a name, and it's not the name that corresponds to the name Iyyah. Hu achodesh hasheni lemelech Shlomo al Yisrael. Okay, so now what do you have in this pasuk? You have, in the 80th year, in 400 years, sorry, 480 years after Bnei Israel got out of Egypt, in the fourth year of the reign of Shlomo. So now, what does the Gemara say? Makish machut Shlomo liyitziat Mitzrayim. Since it talks about years to Yitziat Mitzrayim, and it talks about years to the Malchut, what do we learn from here? Ma Yitziat Mitzrayim mi Nisan. Yitziat Mitzrayim, clearly we count from Nisan, because that's what we were told in the Torah, this is going to be the first month for you. Ach machut Shlomo mi Nisan. So machut Shlomo, we're also going to count from Nisan. That's his proof. Okay. So this is Rabbi Yochanan's proof. We're going to take this proof and ask lots of questions on it until we get to an additional proof, which is going to be a while into the daf. So now they're going to have a few questions on this. The first question is, B'yitziat Mitzrayim gufa min alam, d'mi Nisan minina. First of all, how do you know the Yitziat Mitzrayim we count from Nisan? Dilma mi Tishrei minina. Maybe even Yitziat Mitzrayim they're throwing up in the air. Maybe from Yitziat Mitzrayim, one second, here, I'll just give you this. Follow here. Maybe Yitziat Mitzrayim, we also don't count from Nisan. They're even throwing that up in the air. Okay? Lo sal kadat. No, that can't be. Why is that? Did I leave on the right spot? Yeah. Okay. Lo sal kadat. Dichtiv. Vayal Aharon HaKohen al Hor HaHar al Pi Hashem Vayamat Sham Bishnat Ha'arba'im Litzei Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim B'chodesh HaKhamishi B'Echad L'Chodesh. The first pasuk they're quoting is when Aaron dies. Aaron dies, and what does it say? He died in the 40th year to Bnei Israel getting out of Egypt. And in what month did he die? In the Chodesh HaKhamishi. Okay, you can look at the chart. I made lots of charts here with different ways of counting. So assuming we start at Nisan, Chodesh Av is the fifth month. Okay, then it says, Uchtiv, Bamidbar Lama Gimel. Then it says, in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, okay, in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, Moshe speaks to them when? In the 40th year, on the 11th month. Okay, that's Shvat. So now they say, Midikai ba'av v'kari le'shnat arba'im, v'kai b'shvat v'kari le'shnat arba'im, michlal de Rosh Hashanah lav tishrehu. What do they say? That since the 5th was in the 40th year, right? And then after we get to the 11th month, and it says it's in the 40th year, it can't be that we change the year in Tishrei. Because if we change the year in Tishrei, 2 months after Av would already be the 41st year. And it says it's the 40th year. So that, therefore, we know that when they count from Yitziat Mitzrayim, they're clearly counting from Nisan. Okay.
Wait, but
yeah.
Does that mean that Moshe only spoke after Aaron died? Because otherwise, what does the passage? Maybe I missed something.
Exactly, we don't know yet. That's exactly what the Gemara is going to ask. How do we know that happens first? Okay. So first, the assumption is Aaron dies. Okay, Aaron dies. When does he die? In the fifth month. In Av. Okay.
Then Moshe
starts to speak his big speech to Bnei Israel in Shvat. Okay, the 11th month. Now, the assumption is if this is the 40th year, and this is the 40th year, and this happened after, then if Rosh Chodesh came in the Tishrei, we'd start counting in Tishrei 2 months after Av, this would already be the 41st year. So now we're going to ask some questions on this assumption. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Bishlama he'ach mefaresh to the Yitziat Mitzrayim. One second. Can you follow here?
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, we can use this
actually. I'm fine.
Okay. So now it says, Bishlama heach mefaresh to Yitziat Mitzrayim. Elahai mimai to Yitziat Mitzrayim. Dilma lahakamat ha-mishkan. If you look in the psukim carefully, what does it tell you? It says, the first pasuk about Aharon dying, it said it was in the 40th year of Bnei Israel getting out of Egypt. But the pasuk about Moshe just said it was the 40th year. So the Gemara first questions that assumption. How do you know that when Moshe is speaking in the 40th year, that they're counting the 40th year from the Jews getting out of Egypt. Maybe they were counting the 40th year from the Mishkan being built, which happened in the second year. And then this would be the 40th year of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, and this would be the 40th year of the Hakamat Mishkan, and this would actually be the 41st year of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, but it would be the 40th year after the building of the Mishkan. What you see here is that there was a... people counted years totally differently. It's not like we have a calendar now with a date. In those days, people counted years from events. It was for, right. It happens to people. I've seen people count. This is the fourth year after this happened in my life. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's what's going on here. There's nothing. Just like we've talked about in the past, that tefillot weren't said and things weren't right. The calendar wasn't even so set, and how they counted dates. So they're raising all sorts of assumptions here. So now they say, so how do you know that when it talks about Moshe, it's also talking about the 40th year from getting out of Egypt? So now they say, K'd'amar Rapapa, like Rapapa said, Shnat Esrim L'Gzeirah Shavah. We're going to see this pasuk a little bit. It talks about in, it comes up in Sefer, let me just remember, in Sefer Nehemiah, right? In Sefer Nehemiah, it starts talking about in the 20th year. In one place it says in the 20th year to Artashchasta's reign, and then the next time it says in the 20th year. But it doesn't say to Artashchasta's reign. But what do they say? Since there it said the 20th year and there it said the 20th year, we're going to learn that it's the same. So they make the same assumption here. Since there it says the 40th year and here it says the 40th year and here it says it was the 40th year to getting out of Egypt, this one must also be the 40th year to getting out of Egypt. And what does that prove to us? That we start counting months from Nisan and we go from there till we get to, you know, we start from Nisan and not from Tishrei. Okay. So that's the first question and answer. let's just read our Papa. K'damar Papa, Shnat Esrim, L'Gzeirah Shavah. L'Gzeirah Shavah is when two psukim have the same wording, and we learn what's true about one is true for the other. Hachanami, Shnat Arbaim, Shana Arbaim, L'Gzeirah Shavah. So here also, since it said 40 and it said 40, we're going to learn L'Gzeirah Shavah between them. Ma'kan li'Yitziyat Mitzrayim, just like that was to the counting from Egypt, Afkan li'Yitziyat Mitzrayim. Okay, now we're going to ask Naomi's question, which is, Umimai demaseh da'av kadim demaseh kadim. How do we know that Aaron died first before Moshe spoke? Maybe just because this happened at Bamidbar and this happened at the beginning of Devarim doesn't mean that that was exactly the order. Dilma maseh d'shvat kadim. Maybe Moshe spoke before Aaron died. So now they say lo safadatach. It can't be. Why? Dichtiv. It says in the pasuk of Moshe, Achare hakoto et Sichon. It says Moshe spoke to Bnei Israel after he killed Sichon. V'chinach nafshei de'aharon akate hava Sichon kayam. And when Aaron died, Sichon was still alive. And we know this. Gemara is going to now prove it. Dichtiv. Okay, so now it says in the pasuk. Okay, here I brought the two pasukim. This will help you. First, in Bamidbar Perak Chaf, okay, on the sheet, in Bamidbar Perak Chaf, it says, Vayu'u kol ha'edaki gava Aharon. First it talks about Aaron died. Then it says, everybody saw that he died. Vayivku et Aaron shloshim yom kol be'Israel. So everybody, all of be'Israel, cried for him 30 days. The next pasuk is in the next parak. It says, Vayishma knani melech harad yoshev ha'neged ki ba Yisrael derech ha'atarim vayilachem be'Israel v'yesh b'menu shevi. So the Knaani, the king of Arad, that's the pshat of the pasuk. We're going to see that that's not the way Chazal explained the pasuk. The Knaani, the king of Arad, heard that Bnei Israel were there, and he starts fighting against them. So Chazal often like to make connections between prakim, and they say, what's the connection between this and the fact that immediately after Aaron dies, they start to fight against us? Mashmu ashama, it says, Vayishma, he heard. What did he hear? Shama shemet Aaron b'nistakuan anei kavod. He heard that Aaron died, and because Aaron died, the Anane Kavod left. And because the Anane Kavod left, he said, ah, now I can come fight against the Jews. That's obviously he heard that Aaron died. Now we're going to have a drasha on this pasuk. In that pasuk, if you notice, it says, the whole nation saw that Aaron died. You want to just help Rachel get the place? The whole nation saw that Aaron died. Then it says, "Vayikut Aaron shloshim yom kol be'Israel." It says all of Israel twice in this pasuk. It's a little bit unnecessary. So what do they say? Amar Rabbi Avahu, "Al tikre vayiru, ela vayirau, vayirau." Don't read it. They saw that he died. Ela Vayera'u, it was seen, it was revealed. Okay? And that's what they understand. It was revealed that Aaron died to the other nations. Okay? And then they decided to come and attack us. We still haven't gotten to how this connects to us. Okay? But what do we have right now? We have that Aaron dies. Aaron died, and as a result of his death, that's the assumption, as a result of his death, the Kna'ani Melech Arad comes to attack. Okay? So far, so good. Now, what do we say from this? Kidi Rish Lakish, now they're just giving an extra thing that Rabbi Abahu learns like Rish Lakish, to Amar Rish Lakish, ki, the word ki, Mishamesh B'dalad Lashonot, has four different ways of, when you see the word ki in the Torah, there are four different options about how what it could mean. E, Dilma, Ela, Deha. Ki could be if, it could be Dilma, Ulai, perhaps, it could be Ela, which means but, or it could be Deha, because. Okay, now actually what's interesting here is ki, according to Rabbi Abahu, doesn't match any of these options. So how did they bring Rish Lakish to show this? But the assumption is that they bring Rish Lakish to show, and I'll show you in a minute how he understands ki, just to show that the word ki has many different ways of being understood. Okay, so now how do you read the pasuk? Let's go back to the pasuk. It's on your sheet here. Bamidbar Parakah. Vayu'u kol ha'da ki gavar haron. It was revealed from the nation, okay, that gavar haron, right? That he died. And therefore it was revealed that he died, and therefore they came to attack. Okay, now, the Gemara says, but wait, midame, what's the connection? Hatam kinaan ha'cha sichon. Here you're saying that Sichon came to attack. But the Pasuk doesn't talk about Sichon. The Pasuk talks about Kenan. What were we trying to prove? We were trying to prove that the Pasuk by Aharon, what happened, Aharon died before Moshe spoke, and that proves to us that we count from Nisan. That you see, Yitzhayim is counted from Nisan. But how do we know that that this has nothing to do with Sichon, right? So the Pasuk said that Moshe spoke in the 40th year after he killed Sichon. After he killed Sichon was clearly after Aaron died, because Aaron died, Sichon was still alive. How do we know? Because of this Pasuk. This Pasuk doesn't talk about Sichon. So what does the Gemara say? This is a very typical approach in Midrash. Connection of, how do you talk about, what's the word? There's just a few personalities in the time of the Torah, and we connect them all, right? Like Datan and Aviram. Every time there's a bad guy, it must have been Datan and Aviram, because we have one situation where they were bad, it must be they were the two that were bad in all the other places. So it's the same thing here. Hatam Kanan, Hacha Sichon. Sorry, that's the question. Now the Gemara says, Tana. There's a Braita that says, Hu Sichon, Hu Arad, Hu Kanan. Sichon, Arad, and Kanan, it's all the same. Sichon, so why is he called Sichon if his name is really Arad? We're going to see his name is really Arad. Okay, even though the Pshat is Kanaani, the king of Arad, it's really not. It's Arad, the king of Kanan. And they're going to say like this. His name was also Sichon Shedomel L'Siach. What's Siach? A horse, a very fast horse. Sayach. So what does it show? Sichon had speed. Okay, we're going to see another version in a minute that stresses something else about Sichon. Shedomel L'Siach Midbar. Kenan al Shem Malchuto. He was called Kenan because that was his kingdom. Right? We all know. Eretz Kenan. Umashmo. And what was his real name? Arad Shmo. Okay, that was his name. Ika de Amre, another version has it differently. They are all the same, but the version is different. How does it go? Arad shedomela arod. He's a, how do they translate it in English? A wild donkey. Okay. He was like a wild donkey, which is more strength rather than speed. Okay. One thought he had speed. That was what made him unique, like a fast horse. And one thought he had strength. So Arad, they're doreish la arod. Bamidbar. Kenan al shem achuto, umashmo, and then his real name is really Sichon shmo. Okay, so that's all proved to us now that, again, what are we trying to get to? We said that Rosh Hashanah, okay, let me just backtrack also for those who came in late. We're going to start from the very beginning. The Mishnah said that there's different times where we start, where we count from in the year, different things we count from different points in the year. The first of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for the kings. That's at least the first thing we're dealing with now. That means when you count from a king's reign, you count from Nisan. So that means if he started to be king in Adar, then as soon as it becomes Nisan, the next month, he's already considered the second year of his reign. Now, they said, where do we learn this from? The Pasuk of Shlomo HaMelech, which talked about counting years from Yetziyat Mitzrayim and counting years from the beginning of his reign. So they say, since it says the years of Yitzhak Mitzrayim and the years of his kingdom in the same pasuk, it must mean that we count them all the same way. Then we said, well, how do we know? We questioned the first assumption. How do we know that Yitzhak Mitzrayim was counted? In other words, we said we learned the kings from Yitzhak Mitzrayim. How do we know Yitzhak Mitzrayim was counted from Nisan? And for that, we went through this whole proof to show that it said the pasuk Aaron died in the 40th year to getting out of Egypt. And then it said, and Moshe spoke in the 40th year, and Aaron spoke in Av. I'm sorry, I'm doing it right. Aaron died in Av, and Moshe spoke in Shvat. And if you look here on the chart, you can see, if he spoke in Av and he spoke in Shvat, if Rosh Hashanah was Tishrei, then he would have been, Moshe would have been speaking in the 41st year. Okay? And what we just proved now was, and since he didn't, it must be that we start from Nisan, and then Av comes before Shvat. Now, if he's speaking in the 44th, if, wait, what do I want to say, the last point? Right. And then we just had to prove, how do we know that this happened first? And that we just proved, because we proved that Aharon, when Aharon died, Sichon was still alive because of the connection of the Pesukim. Sichon came to attack right after Aharon died because he heard about Aharon's death, and that became clear to him that the Anane Kavo were no longer there, and he could come and attack. And that's all a drasha based on the fact that Kanani Melech Arad is really Sichon. Okay? Yeah.
But they still haven't disproved. They haven't proved that count when they counted for Moshe, it wasn't from the time of Hakamat HaMishkan. Right?
No, they did. They proved that because it can't be from Hakamat HaMishkan because of the Gzeirah Shavah. Arba'im Shana, Arba'im Shana, so it must be he was also counting from there. Okay, so we've answered up all questions. But now we're going to have more issues. So now the Gemara says, okay, very nice. If you look at this chart, right, it starts from Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av. So what's the issue? It can't be that the year changed between Av and Shvat. But what could be? Could be the year changed in Adar. Could be Nisan. Nisan is what we're trying to prove. But so we know it could be Nisan. But we haven't proven that it can't be Adar, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. If it changed in any of those months, it would still work. That transfer from Moshe to, from Aaron's death to Moshe would still be counted in the same year. Okay, so now we're going to see, if you look at all these charts, we're going to see, could it start in Iyar? Could it start in Adar? In all those places, Av would still come before Shvat within the same year, and it would still work. So now, like what I said in the beginning of the class, they're going to question any assumption. We can start counting from any month we want. Okay, so now they're going to, in order to prove, you have to prove, why can't we say that you started from some other month? So now we get to,
why do they need to go through all this if the Torah itself says that Nisan is the first month?
So just because it's the first month doesn't mean that that's what we count for all sorts of things. Because we're going to see, in the first mission already, we learned that there's different things we count from different times of the year. So that's why they're questioning. What I said in the beginning, it's kind of just questioning assumptions. Everyone obviously knows that we count from there, but they want to have it a little bit more proven, especially since there are different times we count for different things. Ve'ema Rosh Hashanah Iyar, so maybe it's Iyar. So it says that can't be. Lo sakadatach. Dichtiv, vayhi b'chodesh harishon b'shana hasheni b'echad l'chodesh ukama mishkan. We have the date when the mishkan was put up. When was that? Nisan of the first of the second year. And then it says, uchtiv, vayhi b'shana hasheni b'chodesh hasheni na'ale ha'anah me'al mishkan ha'idu. And after the mishkan was put up, a month later, the anan came up. So a month later, what does it say? It says it's still in the second year. So it can't be from Nisan to Iyar, it's a new year. Midikai b'Nisan, v'kari le'shana sheni, v'kai b'Iyar, v'kari le'shana shniya, michla d'Rosh Hashanah la'Iyar. Okay, and that proves that it can't be Iyar. V'ema Rosh Hashanah Sivan, could it be Sivan? So lo sal kadat, that also can't be, because what happened? Right after they got out of Egypt, where'd they go? Where'd they end up in the third month? Matan Torah. Dichtiv, b'chodesh hashlishi latzeit b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, in the third month to getting out of Egypt, right? And it doesn't say b'shana hashmiya, right? If Sivan, right, they get out of Egypt in Nisan. If we're going to start counting from Sivan, what would happen? It would say in the third month, in the second year to getting out of Egypt. So clearly, we can't count from there. V'imita b'chodesh hashlishi b'shana hashini latzeit me'bayale. It should have said b'chodesh hashlishi in the second year. Ve'ema Tammuz. What about Tammuz, ve'ema av, ve'ema adar. There we have no proof from the Pesukim. So they say, now it's very interesting. Since they can't prove Tammuz, and they can't prove av, and they can't prove adar, they have no Pesukim to prove that those couldn't be the first months. So basically, they bring a whole different interpretation. They sort of, I'm going to say sort of, and you'll see in a few minutes why, they sort of reject Rabbi Yochanan's proof. Okay? Ella, Amar Rabbi Elazar Mehacha. Rabbi Elazar learns from a different pasuk. So now we're going to, we started the shiur today with Rabbi Yochanan and his proof. Now we're going to start a whole new line of thinking. It's going to be a lot shorter, this one. Vayachel livnot b'chodesh ha-sheni b'sheni b'shnat arba l'malchuto. Okay, here what are we talking about? We're talking about Shlomo HaMelech building the Beit HaMikdash. It says he built in the second month on the second. Okay, in the fourth year of his reign. My sheni, lav sheni layareach shemonim bo l'malchuto, isn't sheni for the months that they're counting. In other words, first they say, in second, they're saying that sheni must be to the, wait a minute, I have to use this proof. Right, it must be to the month that they count. Okay. It says they started to build in the second month on the second. What does that mean, the second month on the second? So what are they telling you by this extra sheni? It's extra. So they're saying it's the second month to the month where the kings count. Meaning it's not just the second month that you call the second month, but it's the second month that we count from when the king started ruling, which is Nisan. So the second month would be Iyar. So now they say, my sheni, lav sheni, the rabbi shemonim bo l'machuto, and that's his proof. So matkiv le'ravina, Ravina asks, ve'ema sheni b'chodesh, maybe it's talking about the second day of the month. Imken sheni b'chodesh, behed yahav k'tive. It would have said the second day of the month. It would have said it explicitly. Ve'ema b'sheni b'shabbat, maybe it means on a Monday. Maybe they're trying to tell you it's the second day of the week. So now they say something interesting. D'lo eshkechan sheni b'shabbat d'chtiv. It never talks about days of the week in the Torah. Very interesting, right? The only time you see it is Bereshit and Briat HaOlam. But otherwise, it never talks about days of the week. You ever think about that? Never thought about it, right? Mm-mm. Okay. So they say, therefore, it can't be that. V'od makish sheni batra the sheni kama. Ma sheni kama chodesh, af sheni batra chodesh. And then they say, the only thing we can be darshaning in this pasuk is, since there's two shenis, one next to the other, and the first one talks about the month, it must be that the second one's also talking about the month, and the second one is telling you that we're counting the second month to when the kings count, meaning it's the second of Iyar, so you shouldn't get confused. It's not a great proof, because it's not really clear what that sheni is. It's sort of from process of elimination. Since they have no other way to explain sheni, they come to the conclusion that that's what it must be. But that's his proof. Okay, so now we have two proofs. One, we had questions about. This one, we kind of leave. Now, this one's okay. But now they say, Tanya Kavateh de Rabbi Yochanan. We have a braita that supports Rabbi Yochanan, which was the first one. What's interesting here is, this braita, usually when you have a Tanya Kavateh, it means we have a Tanaitic source, which is an earlier source, that supports one of the opinions between the two. But this source actually supports both opinions. And I was thinking that maybe they're just trying to say that even though Rabbi Yochanan was rejected, we can still use it, and maybe what they're trying to show is that this braita, this earlier source, because Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar are Amoraim, they're coming later. They're trying to say that both of them are rooted in earlier sources, and you can find it. So this one source connects them all, although you'll see they don't explain anything. It's a list in this braita of all the psukim that we've discussed until now. Okay? Minayin she'em monim lahem lemelachim ela minisan. How do you know that you only count the kings from Nisan? Shenemar. But this is going to be good chazara for us on everything we did today. That was Shlomo, where it talked about 480 years after Bnei Yisrael got out of Egypt, and I forget the fourth year of his reign, or I forget what year of his reign it was. The Shana Revi'it, in the fourth year of his reign. Uchtiv, Vayal Aharon HaKohen El Hor HaHar Pi Hashem, right in the 40th year. Uchtiv, Vayib Arbaim Shana Bashtesar Chodesh, that's when Moshe starts speaking. Uchtiv, Acharei HaKoto Et Sichon, after he killed Sichon. Ve'omer by Yishma Knani, which proves that Sichon was still alive when Aaron died. Ve'omer by Yeru Kolaydaki Gavar Aaron. Ve'omer by Yehi Bachodesh Harishon B'Shana Hashenit. Ve'omer by Yehi B'Shana Hashenit Bachodesh Hasheni. Ve'omer Bachodesh Hashishi Letzei Bnei Yisrael. Right, Meretz Mitzrayim, the Matan Torah. Ve'omer by Yachal Livnot. The pasuk of Rabbi Elazar they also bring here. Okay? So it's a braita that includes everything, all the psukim we saw until now, again, without any explanation, but it seems clear that that could support the fact of both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Okay, that's all trying to prove how do we know we count the kings from Nisan. Now we're going to go off in a different direction. We've established we count the kings from Nisan. Now the Gemara asks, I'm sorry, Rav Chisda says, Lo Shanu, when we say it's Lemelachim, the Mishnah says it, Lo Shanu Ela Lemachei Yisrael, they're only talking about Jewish kings. Aval Machei Umot HaOlam Mi Tishrei Maninan. But when you're talking about non-Jewish kings, we count from Tishrei. Okay, there's a difference. Now, what's the theory behind all this? It's very obvious. If Nisan is the month that we got out of Egypt, that we became a nation, that's ours. I talked about at the very beginning of this year that Tishrei is the birth, right? It's the birth of the world. It's also, what I didn't say in the beginning, what we're going to talk about now, Tishrei is a universal date. Nisan is like an anniversary, right? You might count how many years you've been married, right? But nobody else counts how many years you've been married, right? So if we're going to count, we're going to count for ourselves. Our kings, we count from Nisan, from the year we, quote-unquote, got married to God. But the non-Jews, they have no connection to that. So what are they going to do? They're going to count from Tishrei. So that's what they start off. He says, Malchei Umot HaOlam, count from Tishrei. How does he prove it? Shene'emar. He doesn't get into the universal thing, but I think it's obviously under what he's talking about. Divrei Nechemya ben Chachalya. Okay, now we're going to get into Sefer Nechemya. Nechemya starts out and it says, Vayhi b'chodesh kislev, shnat esrim. Okay, in the 20th year, okay, and then it says, Vayhi b'chodesh nisan shnat esrim ma'ar tashchasta. In the first part of Nechemya, it starts out in Chodesh Kislev. Okay, again, you can look at the, I made little calendars here on the page. So you can see we're now on the second side of the page over here. He spoke in Kislev, okay? That's the way Nechemya starts out in Kislev. In the 20th year, it says the 20th year, it doesn't say the 20th year of who. This is the 20th year we're going to get to that I mentioned before. In the second chapter, it says, Vayhi b'chodesh nisan shnat esrim la'ashtar chasta. Artash chasta. Since it starts in Kislev and it's the 20th year, Bekai b'Nisan b'Kari l'Shnat Esrim, right? And then it goes to Nisan and it says that's the 20th year. So what's obvious from here? The Nisan can't be the first month of the next year because otherwise it would have been the 21st year. Michlal de Rosh Hashanah lav Nisan. Okay? Yes, sir. Now, Bishlama. Now they're going to ask the same type of questions they asked before. If you notice, when I read it, I said the first pasuk says in the 20th year, and only the second pasuk said the 20th year of the reign of Artaxasta. So they say maybe the 20th year, the first one wasn't the 20th year, it was counting the 20th year from something else. So here's Amar Rav Papa. This is where Rav Papa originally said his statement. Shnat Esrim Shana. Shnat Esrim, Shnat Esrim. L'gzera Shava. Ma hatam la'artach shasta. Apach la'artach shasta. Okay, just like there was to his reign, the 20th year of his reign, obviously the next chapter is also talking about to his reign. Okay. Now, what's the other question we're going to ask, though? Umimai demasa de kislev kadim. Dilmamasa de nisan kadim. Maybe chapter 2 happened before chapter 1. So now they say, no, it can't be. And now you'll hear why. We're going to hear the history. This is actually an interesting story. Lo salkadata. Ditanya, most of this page is just Nevi. Okay, this is Psukim from the Nevi. Okay, I just want to stop for 1 minute for people who are new. When I make the sheets, what I try to do is, there's different levels in the Gemara. There's things that come from Psukim in the Torah. There's things that come from Tanaitic sources, which are written from about the year 0 to 200. And then there's things that come from the Amoraim, which are from the year 200 to 500, and then some of the things that get into our Gemara are even from 500 to 800, which were written in the side and then kind of entered into our text. So the text that we see is actually written from 200 to 800. So when I bring the sources, the regular font is from the Amoraim, but when I bring this font that looks, you can see the one that's long here, these are the Psukim. I put it in a different font so you can see. And then the other type of font that's different is the Tanaitic sources, because it's important to know the levels. Again, what we talked about just before is that the Amoraim, if you can support yourself from something written earlier, it's always stronger. And the other issue is that if you're an Amoraim, you say something against a Tana, you have a problem. You have to explain yourself away. You can't disagree with them. That's the rules of the game here. So it's important to see the different levels when you're learning. So on the sheet, I try to highlight it for you. Okay, so you're going to see here most of the daf is Psukimya. So what does the pasuk say? Divrei Nechemya ben Chachalya, Vayhi b'chodesh kislev, shnat esrim, v'ani hayiti b'shushan abira. Okay, he was in Shushan, right? This is in the time of the Purim story, right? It's in the time of year, at the time when Bnei Israel went to Galut, right? They got sent out by the Babylonians. And then they slowly start coming back and rebuilding the Beit HaMikdash. How did they rebuild the Beit HaMikdash? Koresh gave them permission. Then they started rebuilding. Then a king came after Koresh and stopped the building. And he said, the enemies were complaining, and he said, you can't continue building. And then another king came, which we're going to see, Daryavash. There were two Daryavashes. The second Daryavash comes, and he basically says, you can go back to building. He finds the edict that Koresh had given them permission, and he says, you can continue building. So first, we're in the middle stage here, where they're not allowed to build, and things aren't going very well. So it says, Vayhi b'chodesh kislev, shnat esrim, v'ani yiti b'shushan abira, v'yavo chanani achab me'achi, huva anashim yudai. Nehemiah was big in the government in Shushan, okay, in Chutz La'aretz. Hanani comes from his brothers in Israel. And I asked him about the Jews that were sitting out there in Eretz Israel that were left in there in Israel. The choma is destroyed. And the gates were burned. Amaran Nehemiah the Melech ben Nisan. So now, the things that he told him in the first parak, this is all the first parak of Nehemiah that we said was in the 20th year, in what month? In Kislev. Then what happens in the second parak? Those things that he was told by his brothers, now, Amaran Nehemiah the Melech ben Nisan. He now goes and reports those things to the king in Shushan. And he says to him, Shenemar, Vayhi b'chodesh Nisan. This already proves our point, right? Because Nisan clearly happened after Kislev, because it couldn't be he told him something he didn't know. So it must be that it was the same, and that all proves that the months start in Tishrei and not in Nisan. So now what does it say? Vayhi b'chodesh Nisan, shnat esrim la'artach shasta, ha-melech, yayin lefanav, he was the sar ha-mashkin, he brought the wine before him. Ve'asat ha-yayin ve'etna la-melech, ve'lo ha-yiti ra lefanav, he goes to the king and he brings him wine. Now, it's understood by the Mefreshim here that what happened, usually he would taste the wine to make sure it wasn't poisoned. But this time he didn't taste the wine because he was in a really bad mood and he didn't want to drink wine. He was very upset about what was going on with the Jews. Why do you look like this? It's not because you're sick. You must be ro'alev. And what does he think ro'alev is? You might think it means, oh, he's sad. But no, it means he's coming with something bad. He's going to poison me. Okay? Va'ira harbe ma'od. And Nehemiah got very nervous that he was going to think I'm poisoning him and he's going to kill me. Va'omar la'melech, ha'melech la'olam yichye. Long live the king, meaning I'm with you. Madua lo yiru panai. Why do I look like this? Asher ha'ir beit kfarot avotai harva. Okay, the city that was turned into a big farod for my fathers is destroyed. And they've all been burned by fire. What are you asking? Now it's like in parentheses. So I gave a little prayer to God before I opened my mouth to speak. If it's good for you, please send me to the city where my fathers have been buried, and I will help rebuild it. He and his wife, who was sitting next to him, interesting they mentioned his wife. How long are you going to be? I'll let you go. Just tell me how long you're going to be there and when you're coming back. So it was good for him. He sent me off, and I gave him a time when I'd be home. Okay. So that's all to prove that kings from Umot HaOlam count from Tishrei. Okay. Now we're going to ask a question on Rav Chisda. The fact that the kings count from Tishrei, we have a problem. What's the problem? Mativ Rav Yosef. B'yom esrim v'arba'a l'chodesh b'shishi b'shnat shtayim l'daryavash. Here we go on in the story. What happens? On the 24th, b'yom esrim v'arba'a l'chodesh, okay, the 24th of the month, b'shishi, in the 6th month, b'shnat shtayim l'daryavash, uchtiv b'shvi'i b'esrim v'echad l'chodesh. Okay, it says in the 6th month and then in the 7th month. Now, it could be the kings count, the non-Jewish kings count from Tishrei, but we still count our months from Nisan. So it says in the 6th month this happened, and in the 7th month, on the 21st of the month, this happened. If this was going to be a new month, a new year, right? It said the 6th month and the 7th month. In the next, right? So if the 7th month was a new year from the 6th month, it would have said so. So now we have a problem. V'amar Rabbi Avahu, now they give a great answer. Koresh melech kasher haya, Lefichach manulo kemalchei Yisrael. Koresh was such a good king that he told the Jews they could come back and rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, and therefore they counted for him like the Jews. It's almost like Chassidei Umot HaOlam, you know, they get this status of you're like a Jew. So when they counted his reign, because it was such a great reign, they counted it from them. What's the problem? There's a very big problem. We weren't talking about Koresh. We were talking about Daryavash, not Koresh. Okay, Daryavash was the second Daryavash, right, who told the Jews they can go back and rebuild the Beit HaMikdash according to Koresh's edict. But it wasn't Koresh. So now, Matkif la Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef has two questions. Chada, di'im ken, kashu kraya hadade. Dechtiv. So Rav Yosef now brings a second problem, a different problem to this. V'shitza beit hadana, ad yom tlata liyareach adar, diyushnat shit lemachut Daryavash malka. Okay, here's a pasuk in Aramaic that appears in Ezra. Part of Ezra is in Aramaic. What this means is they built the Beit HaMikdash, which was being built until the 30th day of the month of Adar. Okay, and this was the sixth year of the Machud of Daryavash. Betanya ba'otozman l'shana haba'ah, exactly a year later, Allah Ezra mi Bavel v'galuto imo. Okay, so here we're in, you can again see here, we're in Adar according to this. Where's my... Okay, I forgot to mark it off. But here, it's here. Okay. Here we're in Adar. Okay, we start in Adar. The Pasuk in Ezra is in Adar. In the sixth year of Daryavash. Exactly a year later, Ezra goes up from Babel. So again in Adar, in the seventh year. And then what does the Pasuk say? Uktiv, Vayavo Yerushalayim b'chodesh ha-chamishi hishana ha-shvi'it la-melech. Okay, it then says, and he goes in the fifth month, we should now be in the eighth year. Right? If we start counting from Tishrei, then we should be in the eighth year. Okay, if we count from Adar, then we're still good, because Adar the first time was the sixth year, Adar the second time is the seventh year, and then Av becomes in the seventh year, because it's counted from Nisan. But if we count, the opposite. If we count from Nisan, it works fine. If we count from Tishrei, it's a problem. So how can you say we counted from Tishrei? So then what does he say? Why are you saying it was Koresh, it was Daryavash? So first they say, Tana, who Koresh, who Daryavash, who Artachshchasta? Okay, he's called many names. Koresh, Daryavash, Artachshchasta. Derech Agav, Artachshchasta, they say was like a name like Paro. Whenever you had a king of them, they were called Artachshchasta. It's just a general name. Koresh, Shemelech Kasher Haya. Now, why was he called Koresh? They called him Koresh. It's like a nickname because he was so good, like Koresh. Artachshchasta al shem machuto. Umashmo, and what was his real name? Daryavashmo. But then they say, Mikom Makom Kasha. But in any case, we still have this other question. Okay, we're going to end here, and tomorrow we'll go back, we'll review that question, and we'll answer the things.